Aaron O'Malley, who does the midday show here on Mix 104.1, has joined us. Thanks for coming in early, Aaron.
Sure, anytime. Good to see you guys.
Aaron, you've been battling cancer like Wonder Woman. You just finished up your final chemo last week. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be done with that. I've got some numbness, neuropathy that kind of goes with it, but it's nothing I can't handle. And I have surgery later on this month.
And October 1st starts the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I see you wearing your...
My little pin. Yeah. It has a little Red Sox Breast Cancer Awareness pin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, you look great bald, I got to say.
You are
a striking woman, and you look great with a bald head.
Thank you so much. Yeah. My husband's like, I wish you could keep it that way because you get ready in lightning speed.
So there are two things that I've witnessed, Aaron, regarding this fight that you've had with breast cancer. One is the attitude that you have decided to take in this has just been amazing. You have had a smile on your face every day, every step of the way. And I want to thank you for that because that's had to have been very tough to do.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? I realized in the very beginning, the only thing I can control in this is my attitude, and it's going to be a good one.
The other thing that you want... You want to be a voice of breast cancer. You want to go beyond just having fought the disease. You want to help other people.
Yes, yes. I'm actually in the process of starting a foundation. I have the website and everything else. It's going to be Presence of Strength. And now I just have to get, it's called a 501c3, which is to become an official charity. But basically what it is I realized as I was going into all of my treatments, dressed as Wonder Woman, well, Wonder Woman didn't just help herself. And I was looking around at all these other women that are about to get chemo. And so many of them were on their phones. Some looked scared. Some looked just really sad. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, what can I do to cheer people up? And so I went and bought things that I thought were, you know, symbols of strength, like prayer rocks and suck it cancer coloring books with pencils and just bracelets that had these inspirational sayings like, she believed she could, so she did. You've been given this life because you're strong enough to lead it, that kind of thing. And I just started going to each woman before chemo and asking if they would like something. And here's what I have. And Wonder Woman socks was another big one. That they really like. And I said, whatever you like, it's yours. Just choose whatever you want, because I feel like if you have something tangible to hold on to, it gives you strength in moments where you're just over it. And it made a difference. All of a sudden, these women are talking to each other in the waiting room, and it brought their spirits up, and it in turn made mine really high too.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Aaron O'Malley in with us. Do you want to tell everybody now about the event that you're going to be hosting to help raise money for Dana-Farber?
I'm so excited. Okay, so this is a quick turnaround too. So it's kind of an instant gratification kind of thing. It's an evening with Steve Perry.
I cannot.
I've heard that name before.
I know. I'm so excited.
Now, do you get to spend an evening with him in a hotel room? What is this room? What is this evening?
It is happening at the Boston Harbor Hotel. But it is Wednesday, October 10th at 7 o'clock at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
Okay.
And Steve Perry, of course you know him. He's got that legendary voice. We all grew up with Journey and all those songs. And his solo stuff, too, is incredible. He has just released his first solo album in 25 years called Traces. And he is going to be there to help out with the fight against breast cancer. And all proceeds are going to go to Dana-Farber to help those women that are battling so bravely. And it's just $100 for a ticket.
And he has a very personal connection. The woman he has been with for the past however many years, she passed away because of breast cancer.
Yes.
So this means a lot to him. And he waited until after this to write this album. And a lot of that comes from that pain.
I think it's incredible that he is carrying on a legacy of someone that he loves so deeply, who fought, from what I understand, with every breath and had an amazing attitude. And I love the fact that he now wants to continue that by helping out in any way he can. And
okay, so there's going to be a limited amount of tickets for this. Mm-hmm. So I just want to tell you, you need to be at mix1041.com at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's going to sell out immediately for only $100, an evening with Steve Perry. Now, he's not going to perform. However, you're going to get to meet him. There's going to be pictures.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be there's all of these wonderful things that are happening.
It's a town hall, so you can ask him questions.
Right.
And we're staying there for a good amount of time we have blocked off, and everybody that goes there is going to get a copy of his new CD, a collectible keychain, and a poster, and is going to get a picture with Steve Perry.
Amazing. Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
what a night it will be.
And it's a tax write-off because it's all going to Dana-Farber. So it's really, it's a win-win on every level, and I'm so honored to be hosting it and to be a part of it. Really, it's just, I can't say enough thank yous. It's huge.
10 o'clock this morning, an evening with Steve Perry to benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So it's going to happen Wednesday, October 10th at the Boston Harbor Hotel. Doors will be at 6. It's an evening of conversation with Steve Perry, of course, the legendary voice of Journey. He's got his first solo record in, what you said, what, 25 years. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock for $100, and all proceeds benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And space is extremely limited. So go to Mix 104.1 at 10 o'clock. Quickly, I want to read you a text from the 978. Aaron, I was so not ready to be crying in my car on the way to work, being so inspired by your story. Your attitude has been so admirable through this.
Admirable.
It's hard to read through tears.
It is. And it's amazing that you went out of your way to do so much for so many others. Aaron, you are a rock star.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so sweet. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. That is my big
message.
I'm
going next week, girl.
Good. Don't forget those appointments, because I'm telling you, if I did not find that lump, my oncologist said that by the time my next mammogram came around in December, it would have likely been everywhere. I might not even be here next year. So I am so thankful. Yeah. Check yourself. That is my big message.
Before you wreck yourself.
Absolutely.
You are admirable. Thank you for coming in, Aaron.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.